Professors at some of the country's top law schools have been hearing from students asking if they can postpone their exams. The reason? Because they were involved in protests over the Michael Brown and Eric Garner grand jury decisions. But some of their classmates wonder if that's fair. NPR's Eleanor Klibanoff reports.
Law students at Columbia, Harvard, and Georgetown demanded that exams be delayed for students dealing with the grand jury decisions out of Ferguson and Staten Island. They say they feel traumatized by the news.
Simultaneously feel guilty about the fact that I'm not studying when I feel like I have no choice but to be out there protesting for my humanity to be recognized.
Ara Fellows is a member of the Columbia Law School Coalition. Last week, this student group sent a letter to the administration asking that students be allowed to delay exams. Columbia agreed to let students postpone if they needed to.
I know several people who that was very, very helpful to them, just the 1 or 2 days to breathe and give themselves kind of the time that they needed.
But Fellows did not postpone her exams, and all the students who did still took them during the official exam period, which ended today. Columbia first-year Isaac Lara thinks that gives an unfair advantage.
Some students are simply postponing exams because they just want more time to study. And because we're all graded on a curve, I mean, it's particularly threatening to other students.
Dante Gabriel, a junior at Emory University in Atlanta, spent last Saturday far from his fellow students who were studying in the library. He was here in D.C. to take part in the Justice for All march.
I'm here because this is an issue that's affecting me very deeply, very personally. It's something. Racism in this country is something you've had to deal with your whole life growing up.
Gabrielle is still struggling with the news out of Ferguson and Staten Island.
With everything racing through my head about everything that had been going on in the country recently, I didn't actually think about eating. And then there were times where I couldn't sleep.
Gabrielle and fellow campus protesters pulled all-nighters to catch up on their studying. Emory didn't offer exam postponement, and students didn't ask. But administrators at Harvard, Yale, and Georgetown agreed to consider requests on an individual basis. And Ellie Mastal, a Harvard-educated lawyer and editor of legal blog Above the Law, thinks that was the right decision.
The wrong message here is that you can't function when bad things happen. And if you're going to be Black in America, that can't be the standard, right?
Isaac Lara, who is Latino, agrees.
We're making it seem to employers that us as students of color can't deal with really disappointing news.
The Columbia Law School Coalition says this is bigger than disappointing news. Ara Fellows says students of color are sick of being told to just deal with it.
Yes, the world sucks. There is racism. And you shouldn't be around here asking for anything. That's just something you have to deal with. And, you know, to that we say no.
Ellie Mastal has a suggestion.
Go work for the ACLU. Go work for the NAACP. If you're motivated by social justice, go be motivated by social justice.
And, he says, these are places that will understand or even be excited by students who sacrifice their grades to be part of a protest. Eleanor Klibanoff, NPR News, Washington.